Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Two Weirdos in the Woods. My name is Heath. This is my co-host, Jasper. You doing all right? That's good. Jasper got sick on me. He texted me, said every time he swallowed, felt like he was getting stabbed. And I was like, oh, shit, that's not good. Yeah. Kind of went down a rabbit hole and got sidetracked. I started listening to the Prepper podcast. And, that and on top of our topic we're going to talk about today kind of got me a little skirt. Everybody's been seeing all the warnings they've been putting out about the eclipse that's going to be on April 8th.
Me personally, I haven't seen any. Other than they let out school.
Yeah, they're letting school out. They said they're claiming it's for student safety. That is suspicious.
That's suspicious.
It's very sus.
That is suspicious.
Yes, I said sus. The FAA even came out and said they're issuing a warning. Possible delays in the flights, which
doesn't make sense
because they're talking about, hey, there's gonna be delays. If you look at the time, the eclipse is supposed to gonna be like 2.5 hours,
so it's like over a duration.
The best I can
hours?
Figure it's like when it comes from Mexico and goes up toward Canada, so that whole time period's gonna be like 2.5 hours for it to cover that span. But like, still, why would they say, oh, expect delays? I don't understand.
Well, they might get blinded.
I mean, you have to wear those special glasses. But like, schools, like you said, they're letting out half a day. States have been putting out warnings that you're supposed to have like 2 to 3 weeks worth of food and water and gas. Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. And it's only going to be like a 2.5 hour thing. The hell is that about? Yeah, I mean, it could
maybe
be. I saw one podcast where, you know, it might have been on Instagram podcast. Where the guy was talking about, hey, it's could be the second coming of Jesus.
Jesus is coming.
I mean,
he's coming
finally.
From the moon.
I mean, shit, we've been waiting on him for a little bit. It's just moon Jesus. It's very suspicious to me.
It is very suspicious. Very suspicious.
I know. And then that led me down to the whole Prepper podcast thing. And how I'm not stocked up like I should be.
You'll be fine.
I got
plenty of
cans. Some cans.
And you got
not
water.
3 weeks
you got
worth.
Water.
Yeah, I got like 3 weeks worth of ammo. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, you could, like, pour some into
look
a tub.
Look at my puppy here. I don't have enough food for her for 3 weeks. Or her sister.
Yeah.
Look at him snoring.
That's true.
I don't know. But I did want to talk with you, even if it's just for a couple minutes. You know, we haven't put out a podcast. I got sidetracked. I hadn't really heard from you or seen you. That's not your fault.
Yeah, my
what else has been going on? How did your tests go? Your midterms?
Oh, midterms. They were all right. I made a 75 on my math one. Yeah, algebra. Yeah. It could have been a 78, I think, maybe. Somewhere around there. Then for my A block, pretty sure I got 100. It's participation in Edge.
Yeah, I remember what that
like,
was.
Like
I still
the
get
Edge
really
program.
That. Yeah, it's stupid edging.
Yeah, say so.
What's participation? What does that consist of? Oh, so it's literally you showed up. So you
showed up, take the test.
Lame.
Listened. Been on the best behavior. And then for my C block,
what did you do?
Actually, I had to do a speech for that. Yeah, it's a speech class. It was a who I am. Yeah, it was pretty short though. He thought it was written by AI. It wasn't. How could I even
chat,
write it with
BT,
AI?
Whatever the hell that shit is. Yeah, that's true.
Well, still, it's about me.
That's true. Well, he don't know if you're telling the truth or made some shit up.
That's
not how this works.
Yeah, and then for my D block,
see, I still can't believe you're doing criminal justice in high school.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's extra.
That's what I went to college for. The second time. Yeah. I got my books right here.
Really?
I was doing criminal justice with a specialty in homeland security. Didn't finish. I'm like a couple of credits away from my damn associates, but whatever. It's cool, though.
I played a paralegal. And then on the second day, I had to... Oh, yeah, this kid. He got... We were questioning him. Well, I wasn't questioning him, but somebody was questioning him. He was playing mm-hmm. Titus. And apparently he gave up something or something. And he got really mad, said a bad word. And the teacher got really, really mad. She was like, go to the office. Wow. She wasn't going to write him up or anything. But then he let go, like, pissed. And then he threw his papers on the ground and then started punching the wall. Then he was, like, raging around, screaming. He wasn't really screaming. He was yelling at the teacher. And then he, like, stepped at her. People were thinking he was about to throw hands. But then she kept on saying, go to the office. And then he left. He didn't go to the office. He was just running around the school.
That sounds kind of... Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Especially out in the country where we live.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this was like a mock trial or something?
Yeah.
Well, damn, dude.
And because he wasn't there, well, they sent him to ISS for that class the entire week.
Damn.
So I played his role, and I won.
Oh, good job. I don't think I could be a lawyer. I always wanted to when I was younger, but I was like, no. Yeah. I always wanted to be a cop, but I was like, I don't want to go to court. No, that's stupid. I don't see how they do it.
Yeah. It'd be scary, sort of.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm an honest person. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth no matter what. I can't help it. So I don't like being questioned. Like, if I tell you something, that's the truth.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Do I believe in Bigfoot? Dude, yes. I have Bigfoot here. I have Bigfoot above me. I have Bigfoot on my Jeep. I have Bigfoot everywhere.
You could like him as a character. No, I believe him. But do you believe it?
Last year when I went out to Oregon for 3 weeks, I never saw him, but I swear to God, I felt him and I heard tree knocks. Like every time we went out to the mountains to, test our equipment. I don't want to put out what I do. But every time we'd go on like an old log road, I would hear knocks or sounds or... smells, and it was like, wow, dude, we're not alone. And the guy I was with, he was from California, and he's like, that's stupid. And then every time he was with me, we'd go on these roads, he's like, what the hell was that? I was like, I told your ass.
Yeah.
They want to make fun of us.
Sasquatches.
Sasquatch. Hey, that's what people call me, my big 6'5" ass. Call me Sasquatch. Yeah. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What is your favorite cryptid?
Bigfoot. I don't really have a favorite.
When I was younger, I wanted Nessie to be so real, but I just don't know if I still believe in Nessie.
I don't believe in Nessie.
Or Champ, the lamp, was it Lake Champlain?
Don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound...
It's a Nessie in another lake.
Oh. I mean, could be. Really could be. Something like it. How undiscovered the ocean is. But I don't think it would be in a lake.
Yeah, I don't believe that she could be in there. I mean, maybe she is. I mean, I still want to believe that she is. Don't know if I truly believe in it.
I agree.
Now, one thing I do believe in is aliens.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say that.
You and I have seen some weird shit in the sky, haven't we? Hell, yeah. Lately, like, when driving up here, it's like, hey, Jasper, what's that?
Yeah.
I'm always hoping you'll record it or take a picture. I have a recording on one of my old phones. It was like a weird-ass light. Remember when I had the apartment?
Yeah,
kind of weird-ass light that kept flying around. I was like, it's got to be a drone. But, like, there was no sound. None.
Well, some drones are like
most
that.
Most drones aren't. I've never...
Most drones aren't. Most drones
aren't. This one was close.
Yeah. And, like, the government, talking about them.
Yeah, the government, they're doing the big reveal, but I don't know.
Everybody knew.
Everyone did know. And everyone's like, let's just play it off.
I mean, nobody cared.
Nobody gave a shit. Which is kind of crazy, like... Whenever they revealed the mummies in Mexico, that's not a damn alien.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was fake.
I don't know. They keep doing, like, x-rays of them and shit and finding weird things.
I don't believe in them. Well, I believe in aliens, but I just don't think those things are aliens.
I do believe in aliens. I just don't know if they would come here. Why the hell would they come here?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing really... What if we're, like, the only other life out there? What if they think we're the only others?
No, if they're smart enough to get here, then they know there's other life out there.
What if there isn't?
There has to be.
What if it's just us
there
and them?
There has to be. Okay, so the whole conspiracy thing, that space isn't real and all that shit.
Space isn't real?
Oh, yeah, there's some people that think space isn't real. That we're the only thing ever to exist. Yeah, no, it's crazy. But it's one of the conspiracy theories.
And that's impossible.
It is impossible. It's also impossible if you look at all the stars that you have to assume there's at least one planet around all the stars.
That has life.
No, yeah, it'll have life. It'll be, like, inhabitable. But, like,
yeah,
trillions, if not more. I mean, there's just fucking endless amount of possibility.
Yeah. But I think, like, most of them probably aren't too developed enough place to go out and explore others.
We are.
Like us,
I mean,
we are
barely getting there.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying there's life out there besides us.
Yeah, yeah.
And the grays and the fucking,
I don't know about the grays.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think one conspiracy theory I've heard about is that the grays are us, but from the future, mm-hmm, come back.
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I kind of want to believe that.
I don't really believe
don't
it.
Want to believe that because that's kind of, you know, lame. I mean, if you're going to come back, be like, hey, why the hell did y'all vote in Grandpa, you know? Sorry. Let that slip.
Too political.
I don't do the political shit. I don't like politics. I don't like any of them. I'm not a Republican, not a Democrat. I'm libertarian. I don't think that there should be a big brother. I've worked for federal government, state government, county government, city government. Mm-hmm.
Wait, federal? Wait.
Nah, they're all right. I just don't think, you know, everything could be privatized. Why do we need all the big budget bullshit?
Mm.
I don't know.
Keep us in our cages.
They're good at that. Just like, remember when I was telling you not long ago that how we're not supposed to be a democracy? We're not a democracy. Yeah.
Really?
We're a republic. Our forefathers warned us, hey, don't become a democracy. That'll be the end of us. And then I was like, democracy.
Wait. What's a republic?
It's even in the Pledge of Allegiance that you say at school.
Oh, yeah. To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
We're a republic. We're not a democracy.
But what is a republic?
I don't remember verbatim. I don't know, dude. I don't get in any of that shit.
Yeah. Well, I can't.
Why can't you?
15.
So? You can't, like, run for office, but you can still, like...
I don't care.
Read up and... Yeah, me either. It doesn't matter. I mean, fuck, Big Brother's going to pick what they want anyway.
Yeah, big oil.
Yeah. I still...
Oil's buying every day.
I still say they should freaking wear NASCAR suits. That way you know who owns them.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They should at least not try to hide it.
Yeah, everybody knows that once you get in the office, you're crooked as shit.
Not everybody. Some people believe in it. They believe in it. I mean, they're dumb.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I'm believing my president.
Yeah. The president.
Figurehead.
Well, you've been there too now. George Washington's grave at Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, went there. It's all him.
After him, it all went wrong.
Well, I mean, I was listening to something the other day, and they were like, these people were great people, and they were listening off all these people, and I was like, well, they might have done okay things, but they were shitty people.
Hmm.
Like, some of our founding fathers. I mean, hell.
Slave owners.
Benjamin Franklin was a whoremonger.
Hmm.
What's
a whoremonger?
He was like a womanizer. He had like...
Oh, pimp?
Kind of.
He's a pimp.
P-I-M-P. Yeah, he had people all over the world. I mean, he would go to Europe and France. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He would go to France.
And they found like skeletons under his house in England.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty messed up.
Sadly.
Abraham Lincoln had slaves, but then freedom. It was like the entire thing was a reach for power.
It always is.
Like a stunt. It was all a stunt.
I mean, hell, I mean, I don't know. I don't agree with slavery, but every...
Well, yeah, yeah, of course.
Every race has been enslaved at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, even now there's slaves in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't slave trade, like, bigger than it ever has been?
I don't know. I don't know that to be true or not.
That's like where a bunch of trafficking people go.
Sex trafficking is huge.
It just astounds me how people are capable of doing that.
I don't know how people can do that. I've never.
It's disgusting.
Oh, very much so.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Well, if you're a parent, it gets worse. I don't know, dude. The whole world's gone fucking crazy. Again, I'm back on the prepper shit.
The world's gonna end in 5 days. Get ready for it.
I kind of think we should do like a prepper segment. Like, call it something else. Like, Twitwoods prepping or something.
Maybe. Sounds like a good idea. I'm sorry.
We're still trying to find our roots here, people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Speaking of, another thing I remembered that I did not add in our first episode. We need to add our email so people can actually get a hold of us and give us ideas or suggestions or tell us how much we suck or whatever. That would be twitwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Or we have twitwoods or twoweirdosinthewoods.com. We have our own website. We have an Instagram page, Two Weirdos in the Woods.
Yeah. Mm. When we have an Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hell yeah, we set that up when we came up with a name. And went ahead and trademarked that shit.
So there wasn't anybody with our name, right?
No. I Googled our name. I looked on Insta, Facebook, all that shit. Which, I don't want to do a Facebook page. I'm not on Facebook very much at all.
Oh.
What?
Two Weirdos in the Woods, nothing.
On Insta?
On Insta.
I swear to God we're on there. Maybe I changed it to Twitwoods. See, now you're making me second guess myself.
Twitwoods.
Let's see. It's
Twitwoods_podcast.
Twitwoods_podcast.
Isn't there a deer in the photo?
Yeah, there's actually, I don't think I caught them, but the day I took that picture on there, they were like banging. It was like, I was like, get off her.
What?
There was two deer out there. When I took that picture in the woods, they were just back there banging. I was like, get off her.
I don't see him.
I might have cropped them out whenever I did the black and white.
Boo.
I think they're in there.
I'll see.
I have to look at it on the computer. I don't remember.
How much is that website costing?
I don't know. I paid for it for like 2 years now.
Oh, yeah. This has been forever. Listen. Wait, this first originated back in, like, 2020?
No.
We were throwing around the idea.
It was, no, because I looked at it. It was, like, November 2021. So, whenever you said, oh, it's been 2 years, it ain't been no 2 years.
It's been three.
No.
Almost four.
Maybe it was 2022. It hadn't been that long. It hadn't been 2 years.
It's been pretty long.
Shut your face.
Since we've been throwing around the idea of a podcast.
Dude, we probably talked about this one since you've been born. I don't know.
It's been forever.
You've been forever.
Yeah, 15 whole years.
15 years, you old bastard.
I'm getting old.
Long in the tooth. How's my Brucey?
Oh, he's doing all right.
I miss Bruce. I miss having a cat. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're 83 downloads.
Oh, awesome.
Woo woo. Oh, and hold on. Let's see. We have a listener in Belgium. We had a listener in Germany. Japan. France. And me, the rest are in America. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, for real. Like,
let's see, we got some outreach.
Twitwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think, what we can do better, what... You know, ideas that we can record here in Tennessee. Well, at first, we want to do Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. Or then we're going to get into, like, the whole world.
Or at least the South. Let's go broader. Because whenever I was doing research, I was like,
There's not much here.
Well, there is, but it's, like, short.
There's not much on it.
Yeah, it's like, hell, I've ordered books on the topics because there's not that much on there. Like, I try to find up the history and look up everything on about the properties and whatnot. And it's just not that much detail. I don't know why the hell we record this so late every time.
Because you keep on waiting until this late.
Well.
Do we?
I gotta wait on the mood to be right.
Is that Elvis Presley from that one model?
No. That 19 Crimes?
Yeah.
No, it's not Elvis. But I don't like Elvis.
Who is?
I hope it ain't Elvis. I don't like Elvis.
Each declared by His Majesty to be punishable on conviction by transportation.
Transportation?
Southeast Australia.
Hmm.
19 crimes turned convicts into colonists. Oh, this is the colonists for Australia.
That's how Australia got started. Well, other than the Aboriginals.
Upon conviction, British rogues guilty of at least one of the 19 crimes were sentenced to live in Australia rather than death. Right. This punishment by transportation began in 1788, and many of the lawless died at sea. For the rough-hewn prisoners who made it to shore, a new world awaited.
A new world awaited.
Australia's pretty sick.
Australia, everything wants you to die in Australia.
Yeah.
I'd go visit. What are we going to talk about now?
How the moon landing was fake.
The moon landing, that's... I don't know.
What was fake. Quotations around was fake. I don't really know the truth. It really could be either.
See, there's good evidence for both. Yeah. So I don't know if I believe it or if I don't.
I don't believe it, because America.
Well, I mean, maybe we did go, but I don't think it was televised.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think that President Nixon was able to call them while they were on the moon.
Oh, yeah. Well, pick up the phone.
Dude, my fucking cell phone sitting right here has more technology in it than that space shuttle had.
Yeah.
It had
nothing. It was crazy how little they had.
Yeah, and now they're like, if you watch interviews about, you know, people with NASA, we lost the technology. The fuck?
There's no
lost
way.
The technology.
They could have made it better.
They could have increased it, yeah, but they say we lost the technology, and we've lost all the footage, and we've lost everything.
Oh, yeah, we just lost it.
That's stupid.
I said they're burning it all. Behind them, it's a whole, huge pile of burning evidence. Oh, we lost it.
Yeah, it's just a pile of burning shit. I don't know. Whenever we went to that museum, the aviation museum, They had like the lunar lander and all that shit. And I was like,
it's right there.
I was like, the boots don't match the footprints. But everyone's like, oh, they wore boot covers. I'm like, they wore boot covers?
Wait, what?
So like if you look at them, like the footprints in the dust had lines, and the actual boots there in the aviation museum, it was smooth. There was no lines. There's like, oh, they had boot covers on. I'm like, I don't know about that.
There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like I said, there's evidence for both.
I made a joke. With you said they had the landing pod right there, and then you said they lost their note. It's right there.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I didn't miss it. I heard it. I was just trying to just go on past that. I don't know, dude.
You think Waco was just fine?
All right, so Waco, they were doing some stupid shit.
Well, yeah, they were like dealing guns. Or getting ready to deal guns.
That's what they initially, I think that's their grounds for going in.
They didn't go in. They burned it.
Well, they went in, then they threw in tear gas and it ignited everything. But David Koresh was, like, marrying and, like, having sex with, like, 12-year-olds.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, they did bad.
Well, they did bad, but they should. Went to jail and not been burned too crisp.
Yeah, it was all handled poorly as hell. Yeah. And, you know, I have friends in the FBI and stuff, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that. And, like, Ruby Ridge and all that shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't handled well, but pretty bad people. Some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, everywhere, all throughout history, it's like, oh, yeah, they did great things. Yeah, but they were a piece of shit. So, I don't know. Yeah. I'm losing faith more and more and more. It's all fucked.
Yeah.
We are not a civilized people.
We try to act like it, but we aren't.
Yeah.
We're just savages with better stick.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was deep.
That was deep. I like that. We're savages with better sticks. That's going to be our prepper podcast name.
That sounds like a sex joke. We're savages with better sticks.
That's not a sex joke.
Don't make me give you a lesson. Don't make me tell you about edging.
Don't make me tell you about it.
What do you know about it?
Probably more than you think.
That's gross, Dad.
Where are you going, baby store? Huh. Don't look at me like that. Come here. Hi, baby. She a good girl.
I think we got some good stuff here.
Yeah, we got a little bit. Thanks for listening, everybody.